أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكنيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام علماء الكرام respected elders and brothers May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these sacrifices to come out this morning and to withstand the cold in this world. Whatever sacrifices we make for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward abundantly. It is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that even if a thorn pricks the believer, a person is walking and a thorn pricks him, it goes into his foot, he makes sabr over that. Even that mere thorn pricking him will be a means of reward for that person on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore, alhamdulillah, we have all gathered here out of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing else that has gathered us here this morning except our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, we are bearing the cold this morning. Nevertheless, respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. In this month of Ramadan, we had applied ourselves, we had fasted, we had restrained ourselves from eating and drinking. We had stood up after the Isha Salah in Taraweeh, gotten tired, woken up for Sehri. All of this was a means of spiritually exercising us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this month of Ramadan to spiritually prepare us. Like how we find in this world, a person has got a car, a motor vehicle. Every once in a while he takes that vehicle and he sends it to the mechanic. So the mechanic will repair, or he will do a service on the vehicle. The purpose of the service for the vehicle is so that the vehicle can go back onto the road, it can go back onto the national highway and then move freely and perform well. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the Mubarak month of Ramadan to prepare us for the remaining and the balance of the 11 months of the year. Therefore, this month of Ramadan was extremely important for us to have prepared ourselves for the balance of the 11 months of the year. And the real purpose and objective of the month of Ramadan was to develop the quality of taqwa. In the ayat of the Quran, Shaykh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That the whole purpose, the gist of the ayat, the whole purpose and the objective and the reason why fasting was compulsory upon you, why Allah Ta'ala gave you the month of Ramadan, was not just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to stay hungry, or that we had to just stand up at night. The whole purpose and the objective of the month of Ramadan was to develop the quality of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran Sharif. Now we hear people speaking about this taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. What is this taqwa? You need to understand what is taqwa. Ulama-i Kiram have explained it's kaffu an-nafsi 'anil hawa. Taqwa means that a person restrains himself from the evil desires. He restrains himself from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that ability and that capability to pull back and to hold back. So whenever there is anything that is tempting one, and it is in conflict with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the person has got the willpower and he's got the energy and he's got the strength to restrain himself. So for example, in the month of Ramadan, a person walked into the kitchen, and when he walked into the kitchen, the food was all there. The fridge was there. Nobody was watching him. He could have quietly gone and opened the fridge and eaten something. But he didn't do it. Why didn't he do it? Because he said to himself, if I'm going to eat this food, then my fast will be broken. So then the thought crossed his mind, but nobody will know. Nobody will know. Then he said to himself, but Allah is watching. Allah is away. Allah will not accept my fast. Allah is watching me. Allah is seeing me. Allah is hearing me. Allah is aware of every movement. Allah is aware of every single thought that crosses my mind. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ Allah Ta'ala is closer to us than our own jugular veins. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is aware of the cheating of the eyes. And Allah Ta'ala is aware what the bosom and what our chest conceal. A person has got certain thoughts deep in his chest, deep in his mind. Nobody else knows about it. Allah says, we are aware of that. مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَالِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that there is no two individuals except that the third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no three except the fourth is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More than that, less than that, except Allah Ta'ala is with you wherever you are. So this conscious awareness that Allah was watching us, Allah was aware, that allowed us and gave us the ability to restrain ourselves from eating and drinking from the morning, from the time of Sehri, right till sunset. We were able to restrain ourselves. So sometimes the person says, when the Morana says, no, you must give up sins in your life. You must not do this, you must not do that. So very, very often we say, but it's very difficult. Hey, but it's very difficult. I can't give it up. So Allah Ta'ala proved to us in the month of Ramadan that you can do it. You can restrain yourself. Food and drink was something which was permissible for you. It was something which you could normally do. But now the command of Allah came that restrain yourself. Stay away from food. Stay away from drink. And we did it. So Allah Ta'ala is proving to us that we have got the capability. We have got the ability to restrain ourselves. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, we can really say, as the ulama-i-kiram state, that one of the signs that a person's hajj has been accepted is that after the hajj, the person now moves towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He changes his life. He becomes a better person. In the same way, we can say that a sign that our Ramadan has been accepted, a sign that our fasting has been accepted, is that after Ramadan, there is an improvement in our lives. There is progress in our lives spiritually. Now we find that perhaps prior to Ramadan, we were only perhaps performing one salah a day. Or perhaps we were only performing one salah a week. Or perhaps we were only performing one salah a month. But now after Ramadan, we have to move forward. We have to progress. This will be a sign that inshallah, this month of Ramadan has been accepted. Inshallah, that our fasting has been accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected elders and brothers, the example which we had given earlier with regards to the person
who took his vehicle. Perhaps the vehicle had been dented. He might have been in a few accidents, bumped it here, bumped it there.
Now he had the opportunity to not overhaul the vehicle. So what he did, he sent the vehicle to the panel beater. So the panel beater took that vehicle and removed all the dents, resprayed the vehicle. And now the vehicle came out from the panel beater shop in showroom condition, shining, looking very, very good, looking very nice, very nice. When his eye fell on the vehicle, so he felt happy, he felt excited that now my vehicle looks very nice, it pleased him, it made him excited, it made him happy. Now what would we say about that person who takes his vehicle, after having spent a considerable time in the panel beater's workshop, he takes the vehicle and then purposely and intentionally goes and smashes it again. We will say that person, there's something wrong with it. There's something, he's got a few screws loose, his brains are not working properly. We may even say that, let's take him to the nearest asylum, he needs to get himself checked up. In the same way, respected elders and brothers, this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity to completely spiritually overhaul ourselves. We make tawbah and istighfar. We ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Ya Allah, I use my eyes for your disobedience. I use my ears for your disobedience. I use my tongue for your disobedience. My life has been wasted in your disobedience. Now you have blessed me with this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, I'm asking for forgiveness. I want to change my life. I want to become a better person. How long am I going to continue in this way? I'm not finding any inner satisfaction. There's nothing but anxiety. There's nothing but restlessness. And this we must remember, respected elders and brothers, that when we violate and disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can never, ever, ever find tranquility and serenity. Sukoon hai jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho. Sukoon hai jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho. Sukoon hai jahan hai nizam-e-madina. Hazrat Wala Shaqi Maktar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, he said that where are you searching for tranquility and serenity? You are looking for happiness and you are looking for serenity and tranquility and inner peace. Where will you find it? You will only find tranquility and serenity in following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah mentioned there was one individual, he had lost a gold coin. He had a gold coin and he lost it in his home. Now, somebody was walking past, they found this person standing outside under the street light at night. He was frantically searching for something. So the person came to him and says, "Oh brother, you look like you're very perturbed. Do you need some help? Is there something wrong?" He says, "Yes, I had a gold coin, I lost it, I'm searching for this gold coin." So he said, "Okay, let me assist you and help you." And they both started searching for the gold coin under the street lamp. They couldn't find anything. After a while, this person said, "But where exactly did you lose the gold coin?" So he says, "No, I lost the gold coin in the house. Inside the house, I lost it." So he said, "If you lost the gold coin in the house, why are you searching for it here outside under the street lamp?" He says, "No, you see, here outside there's light. Inside my house, the light is not so bright." So Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi uses the example to explain to us that, O Muslim and O believer, where there's glitter and glamour, and the cinemas and the discos and the theatres and the gambling dens, so there's a lot of bright lights there. There's a lot of glitter and glamour. The lights are shining very brightly. They've got all the techno, different kind of lights that are flashing. So it looks like it's very nice. It looks like you're going to find something there. For a believer and a mu'min, he will go and search for some sukoon there. He will never find his sukoon. His sukoon and his tranquility and his peace and his gold and his treasure, he will find it in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will find it in the masjid. He will find it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will find it in the tilawat of Quran Sharif. Another example of Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi, he mentions there was a worm. These are examples, but the lesson behind the example, respected elders and brothers, sisters and brothers, is so relevant for today's times. He says this worm was told that, "Why are you wasting your life on these dry leaves? Have you ever tasted the juicy grape? There's a juicy grape. When you taste the juicy grape, then this leaf will realize that you wasted your time. So he said, okay, tell me where will I find these grapes? He said, you will find it in a certain place. There's vineyards, they have grape vines growing. Go there. So this worm traveled for many, many days and traveled and traveled until finally it came to the vineyard. When it came to the vineyard, it started climbing up one of the grape vines and it reached the first few branches and leaves. So when it took a bite of the leaf, it thought that leaf was the juicy grape. And so it continued eating the leaf until eventually it made its qabristan and died on the leaf. Jalaluddin Rumi Ramtullah, he says, oh, foolish worm, if that worm just made a little more effort, if that worm just climbed a little higher and took one bite of that juicy grape, it would have realized that this leaf was worthless and a waste of time. Oh believer and oh mu'min, a little more effort and sacrifice. Give up those sins in our lives. Don't waste our time in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't waste your life on these dry leaves. These dry leaves are not going to bring you happiness. It's not going to bring you sukoon. Climb a little more, make a little more sacrifice, and then inshallah when the person will taste the sweetness of iman, when the person will taste the sweetness of salah, when the person will taste the sweetness of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will say to himself, what did I waste my time in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And respected elders and brothers, in today's times we can also experience it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to taste it. That is why we find in the month of Ramadan, look at the wonderful atmosphere in the masajid. Look at the wonderful atmosphere as we see now. MashaAllah, the mu'mineen, the Muslims are thronging to the masajid. The masajid are full. People are making tilawat of Quran Sharif. There is a kind of tranquility within our hearts. There is a kind of happiness in our hearts. And on the other hand, when a person violates and disobeys the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we must remember that every single sin has got a direct link to the fire of Jahannam. The headquarters of every sin is the fire of Jahannam. Like how a person, if he has got electricity, so every single plug is connected to the mains, and the mains are connected to the powerhouse. Now if he puts his finger inside that electricity plug and switches it on, now he'll immediately get shocked, he'll experience that current. In the same way, every single sin and guna is linked to the headquarters and the fire of Jahannam. And the people in the fire of Jahannam are restless. The people in the fire of Jahannam are not finding any sukoon. Therefore, when we will indulge in any sin, any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are introducing restlessness into our lives. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, today, this Mubarak day of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reward us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reform us. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, deep within our hearts, let us make that firm resolution to give up all sins from our lives. A person says, but you know, I'm addicted to that sin. That one sin I'm addicted to, I can't give that up. So that is the example of a person who's got 100 thorns stuck in his body. He's got 100 thorns stuck in his body. Somebody tells him that you're jumping like this here because you have thorns stuck in your body. He removes the thorns. So he removes 99 thorns, and the one thorn he said, but this thorn here, I'm addicted to. This thorn I'm addicted to, I can't seem to part with this thorn. So we will say to him that, brother, until and unless you do not remove that last thorn from your life, you are not going to find true serenity. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, we must not compare ourselves to the disbelievers. To those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us not compare ourselves. Sometimes we look at them and say, but they seem to be enjoying themselves in disobeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, perhaps we will find some kind of sukoon. Another example of Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi, he says that there was the royal falcon. The royal falcon stayed in the court of the king, was well trained. This bird used to hunt fresh food, fresh meat, and it used to thrive on fresh meat. So one day the royal falcon saw some vultures. Now these vultures, they were consuming some rotting corpses, carrion, dead flesh, meat was going off. These vultures were eating on that. So the royal falcon said, but you know how easy is this? I have to go high in the sky and I have to search, and then I have to go down and kill the prey and then eat that meat. Yeah, they are just consuming these rotting corpses, which is so easy to find everywhere. You find rotting corpses in the jungle. So let me also start eating that meat. So Jalaluddin Umar Ramtadari says, what will happen to that royal falcon? That when it will consume that rotting, diseased flesh, then inevitably that royal falcon is going to die. Why? Because the nourishment of the royal falcon is not rotting corpses. The nourishment of the rotting of the royal falcon is fresh meat. In the same way that just believers, they will find happiness, they will find entertainment in violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we're going to look at them as believers and say that, no, let me also stoop to that level, let me also lower myself to that level, let me also see where I can find and derive enjoyment and entertainment in disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inevitably we are going to kill our spirituality. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on this Mubarak day of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must accept all our ibadat, Allah ta'ala must accept our fasting, Allah ta'ala must accept our taraweeh, and on this Mubarak day of Eid, whilst alhamdulillah, we have got so much of security and happiness and tranquility, we have a place to go home and stay. We cannot forget so many of our Muslim brothers and sisters who are refugees. Today the day of Eid, some of them will be staying in little tents. Some of them do not even have homes. Some of their homes have been completely razed to the ground. What kind of an Eid will they be having? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon them and mercy upon the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, now we will read the two rakats of Eid Salah. The intention that we will make is that we will read two rakats wajib Salah with six extra tadbeers. The method of recitation will be that when the Imam says Allahu Akbar, we will tie our hands and we will recite the Tana. Thereafter the Imam will say Allahu Akbar, we will raise our hands and we will leave our hands on the side. Again we will say Allahu Akbar, we will raise our hands and leave it on the side. And again the third time we will say Allahu Akbar, we will raise our hands and then we will tie it. Thereafter the Imam will continue the Salah. He will complete the first rakat. The second rakat will commence. The Imam will recite Surah Fatiha and the Surah. After that the Imam will once again recite three extra takbirs. He will say Allahu Akbar, we will raise our hands and drop it down. Again he will say Allahu Akbar, we will raise our hands and drop it down. Again he will say Allahu Akbar, we will raise our hands and drop it down. On the fourth takbir, we will all go into ruku and then the namaz salah will be completed as normal. Inshallah, we can sleep now, sir.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Thank you.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم الملائكة فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره قال ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم فيقول ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات قال فيرجعون مغفورا لهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام ليلتي العيدين محتسبا لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر صاع من تمر أو صاع من شعير وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصيام من اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكبر بين أضعاف الخطبة يكثر التكبير في خطبة العيدين خطبة العيدين خطبة العيدين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة ولهم يومان يلعبون فيهما فقال ما هذان اليومان قالوا كنا نلعب فيهما في الجاهلية فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أبدلكم بهما خيرا منهما يوم الأضحى ويوم الفطر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله عنهم عن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله 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 في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم الله أكبر الله أكبر وأكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره وذل الشرك وأشراره اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
It is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif to the effect of the recited in the Khutbah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Eid completely forgives the believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the malaika, the angels, the witness to the fact that He has forgiven all those who have raised their hands and seek forgiveness. And therefore, let us put our heart and mind into dua, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة يا حي يا قيوم يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم الضعفاء والمساكين يا من ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving Allah most loving Allah most caring Allah يا الله we have raised our begging bowls before you يا الله in this large gathering of Muslimin and Mu'mineen يا الله on this joyous and Mubarak day of Eid يا الله يا الله we are your servants and your slaves يا الله Ya Allah, you have blessed us with the Mubarak and auspicious month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, in which we applied ourselves and fasted, Ya Allah. Allah, accept our fasting in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Accept our Taraweeh Salah in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Accept, Ya Allah, our charities that we have given and distributed in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Whatever tilawat hours and recitation of the Quran Sharif we recited, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are soaked in guna and sins, Ya Allah. We have disobeyed your commands on so many occasions, Ya Allah. Allah, you have blessed us with so many bounties and ni'mat, Ya Allah. The bounties of our eyes, Ya Allah. The bounties of our hands and feet. The bounties of our ears, our heart and mind, Ya Allah. All these were faculties and bounties which you have granted us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have seen so many individuals who do not have these bounties. They are people who are blind, Ya Allah. How difficult life is for them, Ya Allah. Allah, you granted us this sight, Ya Allah, but we use this sight and this ni'mat and this bounty and this gift for your disobedience, Ya Allah. Allah, you granted us hearing, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, on so many occasions, Ya Allah, we listen to so much of haram, Ya Allah. Allah, you granted us a tongue, Ya Allah, with which we can communicate and speak, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, we used our tongues to slice the hearts of so many individuals, Ya Allah. To speak so much of lies, Ya Allah. To backbite and slander and make ghibat of others, Ya Allah. Allah, all these faculties we used for your disobedience, Ya Allah. But Allah, today is the Mubarak day of Eid, Ya Allah. You want to forgive the sins of the sinners who raise their hands before you, Ya Allah. Allah, we are confessing all our sins, Ya Allah. We are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our ears, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our tongues, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind, Ya Allah. Forgive those sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly, Ya Allah, in the light of the darkness of night, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there was no such thing as darkness for you, Ya Allah. You were aware of everything, Ya Allah. You saw everything, Ya Allah. You heard everything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you could have destroyed us the moment we committed a sin, Ya Allah. You have the power, Ya Allah. But you are so tolerant, Ya Allah. You are so Haleem, Ya Allah. You are so Kareem, Ya Allah. Kareem, Ya Allah. Where will we find such a Kareem, Rahim Allah like you, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. It is not difficult for you to forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, it is nothing for you to forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Even if our sins are more, Ya Allah, than the leaves of the trees of this world, Ya Allah. Even if our sins are more, Ya Allah, than the waves of the ocean, Ya Allah. Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness, Ya Allah, is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire humanity and mankind, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our children, Ya Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Forgive our family members, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, do not deprive anyone today of forgiveness, Ya Allah. Make us of those, Ya Allah, that when we stand up from this gathering, we are maqfooran lahum, completely forgiven, Ya Allah. Allah, we show so much of negligence even in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Overlook our weaknesses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now after the month of Ramadan, we have
have blessed us with the month of Ramadan to prepare us for the remaining 11 months, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak, Ya Allah. Nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah, shaitan has been let loose, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, without your help, we can never succeed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you protect us against these enemies of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar raha hai, kya hai, mujhko taba. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar, kya sa ho mein teri pana. Allah, we are seeking your help against these enemies of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us against the evil of our nafs, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, keep create within our hearts an aversion for sins, Ya Allah. A hatred for sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, pull us towards you, Ya Allah. Create within our hearts a love for good deeds, Ya Allah. A love for your obedience, Ya Allah. A love for the masjid, Ya Allah. A love for tilawat of Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love and ishq of Makkatul Mukarrama. An ishq for Medina, an ishq for Madinatul Munawwara. Fill our hearts with the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with the ishq of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Our hearts, Ya Allah, are spiritually diseased, Ya Allah. Our hearts are full of hatred, Ya Allah. Full of malice, Ya Allah. We are not on talking terms with family members, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today is the Mubarak day of Eid, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify our hearts of hatred and animosity and malice, Ya Allah. Why should we hate others, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, fill our hearts with ishq and love, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave his worst enemies, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, people, Ya Allah, who tortured his companions, Ya Allah. What kind of taklif they caused to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But when they accepted Islam and sought forgiveness, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, La tadrib alaykum al-yawm. I will not take any revenge, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, this was the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, Ya Allah, on the day of Eid, we make you a witness, Ya Allah, that we have forgiven anyone who has harmed us in any way whatsoever, Ya Allah. We make a firm pledge, Ya Allah, to seek forgiveness, Ya Allah, for anyone who we may have hurt in any way whatsoever, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite the hearts, Ya Allah, of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the Ummah in one piece, Ya Allah. But today the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been fragmented and divided into a million pieces, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how we have fragmented the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, unite the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts of jealousy, Ya Allah. Give us hearts which are clean, Ya Allah. Hearts which are pure, Ya Allah. Hearts which are full of kindness, Ya Allah. Full of consideration for others, Ya Allah. Full of love and compassion, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant the parents the tawfiq to bring up the children correctly, Ya Allah. Those children, Ya Allah, those youth who have gone onto sins, Ya Allah. Onto drink, onto wine and woman, Ya Allah. Onto drugs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. These are the flowers of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Bring them back onto them, back onto Hidayat, them back onto Hidayat, Ya Allah. Our women, Ya Allah, bless them with modesty and haya and shame, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect, Ya Allah, all the works of deen, Ya Allah. Protect the work of the Awad in Tabriz, Ya Allah. Protect the work of the Khankas, Ya Allah. Protect the work of the Madaris and the Masajib, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those who are doing any kind of work of deen, Ya Allah, protect them and grant them ikhlas, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect, Ya Allah, Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Protect, Ya Allah, Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Restore Masjid al-Aqsa to the hands of the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslims are suffering throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are suffering throughout the world, Ya Allah. On this day of Eid, Ya Allah, so many of our Muslim brothers are refugees, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we will go home, Ya Allah, there will be so many delicacies and such nice food, Ya Allah. There are many of them who do not even have food in their homes, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the least we can do is make dua for them, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we know it is because of our sins, Ya Allah, that the entire Ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not look at our sins, Ya Allah. Look at those tears of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his Ummah so dear, Ya Allah. He sacrificed for his Ummah so dear, Ya Allah. He cried for his Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he spent sleepless nights for the sake of his Ummah, Ya Allah. He underwent hunger for the sake of his Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Taif for the sake of his Ummah, Ya Allah. He bled in Uhud, Ya Allah, for the sake of his Ummah, Ya Allah. His teeth Mubarak were shattered for the sake of his Ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, he underwent poverty looking for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. Swans were placed in his pathway for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Makkatul Mukarramah, when my Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in sajda in front of Kaabatullah Sharif, Ya Allah, the intestines and the inflames of a camel were placed on his Mubarak back, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all this for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they even spat in his, on his face, Ya Allah. All this event, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he went through these sacrifices, Ya Allah, for us, Ya Allah. Today, Ya Allah, the very same ummah, Ya Allah, for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried so much, for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed his blood, for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent sleepless nights, Ya Allah, for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through hunger, Ya Allah. Today, Ya Allah, that same ummah, Ya Allah, in cinemas, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, in discos and theaters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that same ummah, Ya Allah, ashamed of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that same ummah for whom you cried, that same ummah for whom you shed your blood, that same ummah for whom you went through so much of pain and difficulty, today that ummah is in cinemas, today that ummah is hooked on porn sites, Ya Allah. Today that ummah is, Ya Allah, involved in so much of sins and guna, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what kind of pain we are causing to the sensitive heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bring the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim, Ya Allah. Look at those Mubarak tears, the precious tears of my Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. Allah, he loved us so dearly, Ya Allah. So dearly, Ya Allah, that on the day of Qiyamah, when every single Nabi will be saying, Ya Rabbi, Nafsi, Nafsi, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saying, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will refuse to enter into Jannah until his last Ummati has not entered Jannah, Ya Allah. What kind of love he has for us, Ya Allah. Allah, fill our hearts with the ishq and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to implement within our lives the Mubarak sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Let us be proud of the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, oh, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them shifa, Ya Allah. Shifa is in your hands, Ya Allah. Those who are in hospitals, give them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who will be undergoing operations, Ya Allah, make the operations a complete success, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulty, Ya Allah, grant them plentiful halal risk and sustenance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the provider, Ya Allah. There is no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah. You provide from your sustenance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those, Ya Allah, who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with pious and compatible marriage partners, Ya Allah. Those who are married, Ya Allah, make their marriages Jannah on earth, Ya Allah. Grant, Ya Allah, both partners the ability, Ya Allah, to not only fulfill one another's rights, but to go by the book of love, ihsan, and khidmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, all the works of deen, Ya Allah, protect it, Ya Allah. Could change the condition of this country, Ya Allah, from that of insecurity to security, from that of instability to stability, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are well away, Ya Allah. All the good desires, the aspirations of each and every one who has raised his hand before you, Ya Allah. Fulfill all their good desires and aspirations, Ya Allah. Whatever difficulty, pain, taklif they are going through, Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Ek din marna hai, akhir mot hai, Ya Allah. We have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Allah, when the angel of death comes to take our souls, Ya Allah. Take us to Madinatul Munawwara, Ya Allah. Before the Rabi' Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting the salatu wa salamu alayka, Ya Rasulullah. Cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. Let us be buried in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Lakin, Ya Allah, if this one muqaddar may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin and guna, Ya Allah. Allah, let our qabrs be rawdatun min riyad al-jannah, gardens from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, give us an easy reckoning, Ya Allah. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Mujiru, Ya Mujiru, Ya Mujiru. Protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, let us drink from the kawthar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Allah, give us the highest stages in Jannah, Ya Allah. In this world, Ya Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. Take us to the road of shukr, Ya Allah. Do not take us to the road of sabr, Ya Allah. Allah, this particular community, Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat in this community, Ya Allah. Allah, blow the winds of hidayat in this community, Ya Allah. Protect this community, Ya Allah, from all kinds of fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Allah, bless this community with barakat, Ya Allah. Barakat in their homes, Ya Allah. Barakat in their wealth, Ya Allah. Barakat in their time, Ya Allah. Allah, grant them safety and security, Ya Allah. Allah, grant all the Muslims safety and security throughout the world, Ya Allah. Before the rikah wa shubhika wa karamika, Ya akram al-akramin. Allah, we have raised our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have great hope in your forgiveness and mercy, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is no one for us beside you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if a dog is changed from one butcher, the dog can still go to another butcher. If a beggar is changed from one home, the beggar can still go to another home. But oh Allah, there is no other Allah for us beside you, Ya Allah. If you turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. If you do not forgive us today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, where can we go, Ya Allah? Therefore, Ya Allah, we beseech you and beg you, Ya Allah. We are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, Ya Allah. Hum sharminda hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, agarche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par, tera banda, ba umeede karam aaya. Ya Allah, do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, sallu alayhi wa وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم والله أعوذ بك يا فاطمة يا الله أو بارنس يا الله وتينجز أو عفاز يا الله ومشايخ يا الله كل جريز والنور يا الله اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم مسكنهم في الجنة اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.